time to get this party started. We apologize that starting just a little bit late. Just as a housekeeping note, if you have something in your pocket that resembles this, if you take it out, put it on quiet mode, and if it looks like anything else, there's garbage cans in the back. This is a quick plug for the iPhone. Real quick, you guys, we are very, very fortunate to have some of the leadership that we have here in the state of Utah today. We have numerous millionaires from this company in attendance. Our guest speaker tonight hails from Fort Worth, Texas. He has an absolute incredible story of how he was introduced to prepaid legal, but here's what I know today. He knows 110% of the facts. He's a six-figure income earner with the company. He's one of the millionaires in the company, and he's a very good friend of ours. Everyone give it up for Mr. Jeff Hughes.
Thank you very much for that, and thank you, Mr. Hall, for that introduction. It's exciting to be here. It's been a great 3 days in Utah. I got left summertime and came to winter. It was get off that plane, you're like, okay, it's different. And every time I come here, how many of y'all are SpongeBob fans? You know when SpongeBob goes to visit Sandy in the dome and he shrivels up? That's what happens when a southern boy comes to Utah. It's like, it's so dry, I cannot drink enough water. So I'll be drinking a lot, which means I will be probably having to leave the room, and I promise I'll turn the mic off when I go in there. So, all right, well, it's exciting to share the information that we've prepared for you today. I want to encourage the guests to relax and have a good time. I found out about this from a friend of mine, actually a customer. I was a shoe salesman since I was a kid, 16 years old when I started in the retail business, and I was on straight commission, 17 years. If I didn't sell a pair of shoes, I didn't eat. And that's a tough way to make a living. My wife didn't work outside the home. We made about, I think, my last year selling shoes, $32,000 full-time, six people. It's tough. Yeah, especially when you try to live a middle-class lifestyle on a lower middle-class income. You know how you do that? Credit cards. That's all right till they turn them off, right? And all of a sudden you realize, oh, now you're not even lower middle-class. You're po. So one of my customers said, let's go to lunch. I want to tell you what I'm doing. And I just started something new, and you may or may not be interested. But if you'll come to lunch with me, I'll feed you. And I just heard free food. So we went to lunch. She took me through the membership, which I'll cover here in a little bit, what we actually do. And I thought it was a good idea. I said, Judy, I'll probably get this. And she said, well, of course you'll get it. Everybody's going to have this. You ought to think about marketing. I think you'd be good. Everybody likes you. Blah, blah, blah. Right? She built me all up. And I didn't buy it at lunch. I just kind of agreed to the concept. I was really just trying to be nice because I'd been pitched on a lot of stuff. If you work in the public, I mean, I had women trying to give me Mary Kay makeovers and stuff. I mean, is it always pitching on something? And I wanted to kind of talk of it with my wife or whatever. And when I got back to work, I actually got yelled at for going to lunch. And it made me so mad that when she invited me to come to a briefing, I went with her. So I don't know what the guest, what it took to get you here today. You know, maybe you're mad at your boss or maybe you're mad at your spouse and this was a chance to get out of the house. I don't know. But whatever it took to get you here, I'm glad. And I hope that you like the information that you take in today just like we did. Because we went to our first briefing. It was in Dallas. And we sat on the front row. And the presenter started off. And I was expecting to be one of those. I'd been to a hotel meeting, which it was like people running around the room. And they were like screaming and yelling and holding up diamond rings and fur coats and showing pictures of cars. And I thought it was going to be one of those things. I thought it was going to be smoke and mirrors and flash and dash. And he said, you know, the average bankruptcy last year could have been prevented with an extra $500 a month. He said, I need $5,000. Just $500 a month would change people's lives. And I opened my mind right there. I thought, $500 a month, my house payment was $560 a month at the time. I said, that's my house payment. If I can do that part-time, I already knew it was a good idea. I just wanted to understand how it worked. So when the meeting was over, I was excited about it. I didn't tell Judy that I was excited because I was playing it cool. But I said, well, I want to talk to my brothers. Mike, Dave, and Chris live in town, and I want to talk to them first because if I do it, I'd like them to do it with me. And she said, oh, no. She says, if you talk to them, you'll screw it up. She goes, let me get you a video. So she bought me a video, which today would be a DVD. But she said, just take it and show it to them. And if they like it, invite them back here next week. I'm like, oh, I can do that. That's easy, right? So we fed them pizza. We showed them the video. When it was over, they looked at us and they said, wow, we're in. We're in if you're in. And I said, I'm not in, but I can get in, right? I wasn't an associate, a prepaid. I wasn't a member. I hadn't even bought my membership. I just had a video and seen some information. Thought, well, I could share this. It's easy. They came that week. They loved the presentation. They all needed an extra $500 a month. When the meeting was over, we were circled up. We were talking. They're like, they're filling out paper. I'm going to go talk to this person. I'm going to talk to this person. I'm like, oh, no. I said, you know just enough to screw this up. Let me get you a video. So I went out and bought them a video, gave each one of them a video. And they went home and they showed it to friends and family, you know, coworkers and roommates. And the next week, when we came back to the briefing, we had 9 guests in our group. And when that meeting was over, we circled up with them. Most of them filled out their paperwork that night. And we said, don't talk to people about this. You'll screw it up. Let us get you a video. And we went and bought them a video. And we said, take this home and show it to friends and family. And if they're interested, bring them back here next week. The next week, we actually took over the briefing. We were the most of the people in the room. And we left and started our own briefing in Fort Worth, because that was in Dallas, about an hour away. And that's how it started. And those first 3 videos went all over the country. You know, people just kept sharing them. And that's how my Utah team got started. Dave Hall, I actually mailed one to my brother, Tony. And he looked at it, and I think he said, what is this? And he threw it in the trash. So that one didn't work. That spark didn't work right then, but we did infect him. And eventually he came in, and really these 2 gentlemen right here on this table, sharing this table, really made my wife Cindy and I's business. When Utah took hold, when these leaders came into my organization, it changed my entire business. So Utah and what you guys are doing up here is very integral to my success. People often ask, you know, how did you become successful? My team left Texas, you know. And I have more associates in the state of Utah today after 10 years. I started in 99. Than I have in the state of Texas, and I've spent my entire time working in the state of Texas. I have more associates in the state of Idaho than I have in the state of Texas. I have more associates in the state of Arizona than I have in the state of Texas. I have more associates in Southern California than I have in the state of Texas. I spent my entire time working in that marketplace, and yet my team has spread all around the country. And the reason why is because the videos and the business briefings do a wonderful job of explaining what this is and how it works. And it's an easy system that people can plug into. So I'll tell you, as we go through this information today, you can start right here in the Salt Lake Valley or in Utah Valley or wherever, and you can build a business here, and you can spend your whole time working here, and 10 years from now, it won't be here. You'll have more associates in Texas than you'll have here in Utah. And it's just the craziest thing, because it's not about you. You understand? It's not about how good you are. Prepaid is good. The tools are good. The marketing materials are good. The websites are good. The presentations at these meetings are good. You just have to be adequate and be busy. So hopefully as I go through this, you'll take confidence that this is something that could be a valuable addition to your family and to your ability to have some control over your own destiny. And I think a lot of us feel right now kind of at the mercy of the economy and the mercy of the government decisions, and we feel like we don't have a lot of control of our life. And what I found out is when you have money, more money than you have debts, more money than you have need for, you can buy some control of your life. You can buy some things, some lifestyle things that give you more control. And, you know, what most of us need more than anything is to be debt-free and have a year's income in the bank. But how do we do that at our job, right? I mean, what your job pays you just enough so you don't drown, but never enough to get out of the water? Let's look at this as a way to get out of the water. Change your life completely, debt-free and money in the bank, okay? All right, let's go. This is the information that we reviewed in August of 1999. Of course, the numbers have changed a little bit because it's longer down the road. That's Mr. Stone Cypher's car. He was in a very serious automobile accident. Almost cost his life. He was sued. He won the lawsuit, but he lost a year's income paying his lawyer to fight a lawsuit that he won. Does that happen? Yeah. So that's where he got the idea to start Prepaid Legal. So there's got to be something that I can pay for, like an insurance product, that'll third-party pay lawyer fees when it happens again. Because he figured if it happened to me once, it'll happen to me again. And when he found out that no company offered that type of product in North America, he thought, what a great idea for a company. It's taken a long time to get us where we are today, because heavily regulated industry, so insurance commissions and, you know, state bars and, I mean, federal laws, all this stuff impacts Prepaid Legal's business model. It took a long time to get us to where we are today. So a lot of people say, well, is it too late for me? Has this already happened? No, we haven't even gotten going yet. We're just now at the point, the foundation's built, we can start building that superstructure. We have about 1.5 million families that participate in Prepaid Legal as members, and about 40,000 companies and institutions that offer Prepaid Legal as an employee benefit. The city of Fort Worth, where I live, is one of the largest, I think it's the, I forget what it is, like the, maybe the 15th largest city in the nation, has had Prepaid Legal as an employee benefit for all their employees since 1987. Now, that tells you a lot. If they would choose to do business with our company, first off, we're reputable, because they wouldn't. A city's not going to do business with an unreputable company. And if they stay with us for 20 years, we're probably doing something right. Their employees like it. We're adding value. They let us come in there every month, actually, and enroll their new employees. The Tarrant County, where I live, has had it since about the same time. The largest children's hospital in our county has it. It's very well established in my county with institutions that wouldn't do business with us if it wasn't legitimate. So it makes it, when you look at this, obviously as a New York Stock Exchange company, it's been around so long, doing business, 40,000 companies and institutions offering as employee benefit, it lets you know this company has arrived. We're not something that might work out. We're here, and we're here to stay. So it's kind of fun. But yet it hasn't happened yet, meaning who knows about Prepaid Legal? I mean, you talk to people and are like, I heard a little of it maybe, I don't quite know how it works, or I've not heard anything about it. That's the common thing that I see. Up and to the right is a beautiful thing. In a business chart, if that was your weight, that would not be a good chart. But if you'll notice, when I started in the business in 1999, how well the company did after that point. So, and if you'll notice, there's a little flattening out there. What happened about that time? Yeah, I mean, even in good times and bad, it's okay to flatten out for a while because the economy does have an impact on any business. But if you continue to move up over time, that's a good chart. So I don't know where you work, but our chart looks better than your company's chart because your company has not done that. That is almost an unheard of chart. All right, let's move on. My dad said this, find a problem and create a solution. You can make a living. And if it's a big problem, huge problem, you can make a fortune. So we're going to talk about the problems that Prepaid Legal is addressing, what we're trying to solve. First is a broken legal system. American justice system, best legal system in the world, if you can afford to pay, to play. And unfortunately, the average attorney fee in North America, or United States, is about $300 an hour. In my town, it's $285 an hour average. $6 a minute. The average American, that is unbelievably out of the question. So that's why we don't use attorneys. It's not that we couldn't use them. It's that they're so expensive. So we talk about the market, you know, who would actually become a customer of Prepaid Legal? Or who needs access to the justice system and who doesn't have access? It's us. You know, it's the middle income people. And what I would say middle income is people that make less than $300,000 a year, but above the poverty line. That's our customer base. And this says it's 80% of Americans, it's not. It's like everybody. I mean, the people that make over 300,000, such a small percentage. We have a bigger percentage of poor people. But it's like everybody you know is our customer base. That's because they're the people that are locked out of the justice system. All right, let's talk about the life events legal plan. A friend of mine called this one the yogurt hits the fan legal plan. Because if you've lived at all, are there situations that come up in your life that you've made a bad decision, you regret making it, you wish you could go back and change it, but you did the best you could at the time? Yeah, what it would be nice is to, before you make the decision, get consultation and make a good decision and go through life without regrets. Because you know that's the worst feeling. When you know you've been chumped and you didn't see it coming, but now you realize they got you, it's a sick in the gut feeling. And if you could avoid that feeling the rest of your life, that's a good thing that we're doing right there. So let's talk about what it is that we do. We work a lot like health insurance, but we don't price our product like health insurance because it's priced for one person. If you add a spouse, it's more. Kids, it's more, right? This is priced for the same for the whole family. The member buys it, but they can put everybody on this list on their membership and they pay the same price, which I think is great. It shows the intention of our company. Our intention is to protect families, not just individuals. We want the entire family to have that protection. Here's what you get. First is phone consultation with some of the largest and most prestigious law firms in the country. Now, somebody asked me, will they just talk? Is that all they do? All right, yeah. What do we call them? Attorneys and counselors at law. We use attorneys when we're forced to use attorneys. We never use them as counselors. And that's really the best thing that an attorney does for you, is to counsel with you as you make a decision. And so what we tell our people is, please, as these life events happen to you and to your family, consult with an attorney. Get on the phone and let them advise you and counsel with you on the best choice for you and your family at that particular time. Sometimes they're going to need to look at the document that you're about to sign. You fax it over to them. They'll review that contract, go through it line by line with you, and let you know what you're about to get into. It could be a good deal, and it could be a nightmare, but you won't know until an attorney who specializes in contracts reviews that and gets back with you. And that's included, again, the consultations, the document reviews, no cost. What I found out is we would use attorneys if attorneys were free. And the reason we don't use attorneys is because they're not free. So we've really solved that problem simply by making access to good legal counsel available to everybody, not just to the rich and the poor. Contract and document review, letters and phone calls. My brother Tony is the king of having letters written by the law firm. I've been a member of Prepaid Legal going on 11 years. I've never had a letter written. My brother's got a folder. He looks like a phone book of letters. And I don't know why that is. But I can tell you why I've not had. It's not that I haven't had problems that a lawyer could help me with, but I will call the attorneys and talk to them, and they're like, you won't believe what's happening, blah, 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 and I'm talking to them. And they just listen to you, and they're like, well, have you thought about this? And their consultant, they say, you know what? You know, before I write a letter, make a phone call, why don't you call them back and just tell them this? On the advice of my attorney, they asked me to give you one more call before they get involved. This is what they think you should do. And what they always say is, Mr. Hughes, there's no reason to get an attorney involved. That's perfectly acceptable to us, right? So I always get what I want, and that's kind of my new motto. I always win. That's my wife. She makes me make all the hard phone calls because I always win. Because in the end, I've got the largest law firm in my county, one of the biggest law firms in the state, ready to back me up. And so that's a great thing to go through life, because I'm telling you, you guys agree with me, these powerful companies and institutions, they know they can ride you out. They can wear you down. They can ignore you until the point you'll just go away. You'll suck it up and move on. And what I love about this is being a partner with these huge law firms all across the country. Now, all of a sudden, when you get pushed, you get to push back. You get to stand a little taller, walk a little prouder, and that's a good thing for your soul, because all of us have sucked it up and moved on too many times. And it's nice to be able to call and get some help and some resolution for your family. Wills are taken care of. You can go ahead and applaud that. That's good. He wants to, so I'll let you. Go ahead. You know the guys that applaud to that? Those are the guys that have had things happen to them in their life and look at this and go, this is a leveler. I like this. This levels the playing field for people like me and families like mine. Okay? Wills are taken care of by the membership. So if our members, when they join, they don't have a will or their wills are outdated, we'll do it for them at no cost. And it's a comprehensive will. It's customized, exactly like a custom suit made exactly for you. Fits you in every way. And there's no charge for it. Living wills, powers of attorney, health care directives, those things that you need in your estate plan are included at no cost. And they'll update it every year at no cost. Why do you think most Americans, 80% of Americans today don't have a will? Why do you think they don't have wills? Are they immortal? It's time-consuming to prepare a will. It takes 2 days off of work, and it's very expensive. People don't get to the end of the month and go, honey, you know what? We have a house payment left over. Let's give it to an attorney. Schedule your days off. Let's work on it now. It just never happens, and that's why it goes month after month, year after year. With Prepaid Legal, it takes like 15 minutes. Fill out a survey, send it to the law firm. They'll create the will, send it back. You get it witnessed, notarized, put it in a safe place, tell your relatives where you put it. You're done. Next year, you have a new kid, get a new will. It's free. That right there pays for many years of your membership before you begin using your membership on anything else. So I tell people, this is not a dollar and cents issue. It's common sense. If it makes sense to you, you ought to get Prepaid Legal. It's cheap. If you don't have a will, get this. Try it out. See how you like it. 80% of the members who buy our memberships who get their wills done never cancel their memberships. You know why? They get it. They understand the power of having an attorney on retainer. Rich people don't keep attorneys on retainer because they're stupid. They do it because it works and they're rich. Right? We've solved the money issue. Now we just get the works part. Again, if attorneys were free, we'd wear them out. And this isn't free, but it's close enough. Okay? Let's talk about the other things. Cars cause legal problems. What's a legal problem that your car has caused you? Gentlemen? Tickets. Don't pay a ticket, what happens to it? Goes to warrant. Pay a ticket, what happens to your car insurance? Goes up. Those are problems. We solve those problems. Getting an attorney to represent your family member who gets a ticket, keep it off your driving record, that's a good thing. Let the lawyers take care of that for you. All right? Representation nationwide, even in Canada. Tragic accident. I mean, people kill people with cars every day. And some of them get prosecuted for felonies like vehicular manslaughter. And your car insurance does not cover that. People say, oh, I have Allstate. I'm in good hands. They will drop you like a hot potato if you kill somebody with your car. That is not cool for them, right? They are out of that deal. And so we were the only protective type product, like an insurance type product, that will pay for a felony defense of a car like that. I've got teenage drivers. Teenagers are idiots. They text when they drive. They can't drive anyway, and they text, and it drives me insane. You know, and my son's like this. I'm like, you know, this, and he's like, I can't see him. I'm like, I'm sitting next to you. Stop it. You know, he's like, just, you know, right? I mean, that's stupid and it's kind of silly or whatever. But if a child steps off the curb and he can't react quick enough and he kills that kid, my son that I love could face felony charges. And in Texas, the prison system is not air conditioned. It's hot in Texas, right? I do not want my baby boy going to Huntsville. I would do anything I could to protect my child. I would mortgage my house. I would cash in my 401k, cash in my life insurance. I would borrow from friends and relatives. I would bankrupt my family to keep my kid out of prison. And that's what happens to people who get charged with these types of crimes. It's very expensive, and there is no protection. So when I talk to wealthy people, guess why they buy prepaid legal? They've already got their wills done. They look at this and go, well, duh. Clean driving record, don't have to worry about that. And protection if I kill somebody because I would lose everything. It's an easy sale. People look at that and go, I need that. Sign me up. That's good. Lawsuits are covered. So if you get sued, meaning somebody wants your money or sues your spouse, we'll protect you. It's paid for. Your membership will pay for an attorney to represent you. And the longer that you stay with us until your fifth year, you'll get more protection. Every year they keep adding more hours. I have 335 hours paid for. Which means somebody sues me, which means the attorney is probably taking on contingency. Okay? They expect me to settle because for most people, it's cheaper to settle than it is to fight. You can prove your point, but it's going to cost you a lot of money, and it's just cheaper to write a check. They find out I have $100,000 in my Don't Mess With Me account. Lawsuits just don't stick. I mean, they're going to go find somebody cheaper than me to sue. And so you've got to have lawsuit protection. You know, the politicians are always talking about tort reform, you know, trying to get rid of frivolous lawsuits. They are never going to do it by passing laws. Because who passes the laws? Who are the people who make the laws in this country? They're lawyers. We elect lawyers to go make laws. They're not going to change the law to hurt a lawyer. So that is never going to happen. They're never going to do away with lawsuits. If you want to protect families, individuals, and small business owners from frivolous lawsuits, get every family, individual, and small business owner with a little black and gold card in their wallet. So when they get sued or threatened with a lawsuit, their attorney calls them up and says, if you're prepared to go, let's go. Because they're going to look long and hard before they decide to spend that kind of money to attack a prepaid legal member. We just don't have to settle. And I think that's cool. I'm going to tell you, that's a good way to go through life, knowing that if that thing happens to you, you've got protection and you can only get it from us. Nobody else offers it. IRS audit protection. You'll forget what this is or how it works until you get audited, and then you'll be calling, asking your wife or your husband, honey, is that paralegal stuff we bought? Does that cover lawsuits? Because we just got audited, right? And you'll find out, yeah, we cover lawsuits. 50 hours is paid for by your membership. IRS tax attorneys, the attorneys that specialize in the IRS tax code, about $500 an hour. You get 50 hours every year. And you get audited on last year's filing, the filing thing that you did in last April, even though you buy it today. We'll protect you on last year's filing. This is cool. Pre-existing condition, right? Everything else is taken care of by the membership. So if you want to know the short and simple of it, here, write it down if you're taking notes. If it deals with the law, the problem, if the problem you have deals with the law, we deal with the problem. Most of the time, at no cost to you or your family, but if it has to go into this discounted portion, you get a really good attorney at a great price, which is what I want. You know, if you want to adopt a baby, that'd be a happy thing. That's not a bad thing. But wouldn't you like to get a discount on the attorney fees for the adoption and get a really good adoption attorney? So whatever it is, if it deals with law, run it through your membership. You'll like the outcome. Your life will be better because you chose to run it through your prepaid legal membership. Okay? We even have a 24-hour day emergency telephone number. Again, teenage drivers. When are they always out? I mean, the sun goes down, they go out, right? They're like opposite of people. And They get pulled over because the police profile them, and now all of a sudden, you know, an innocent thing is turned into a serious thing. They can call their mommy, right? But their mommy cannot help them. What they need to call is an attorney, and they have the ability to do that through Prepaid Legal, and so will you, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. This does not mean you want to divorce at 2 in the morning, okay? This means the police are at your house and they want to search, or they want to step out of the vehicle. Can I look in your trunk? Or Child Protective Services shows up at your door and said, there's been a report that your children have some suspicious bruises. You need an attorney at those moments, and you'll have that through your Prepaid Legal membership 24/7, which is great. All right. Identity theft is out of control. I've been hit twice in the last 3 years, so I know. 1 in 4 persons in this room will be a victim this year. How many of y'all have already been a victim or know somebody who has been a victim? Okay, look around the room and just look how many people are in the room. Odds are, those of you that don't have your hand in the room, you're next. Statistically, you're next. Utah is, I know, one of the most popular states for identity theft. You guys are really into identity theft in Utah. It's really caught on in a big way. So probably a good thing to have a response to that. It's going to cost you about $1,500 out of pocket and about 600 daytime hours to restore. Now, why did I say daytime? The problem has to be solved in the day. When do you work? You will never solve this problem. You will never, ever solve the problem of identity theft if it happens to you, because you do not have time. You have access to the time when it's required to do it. And you don't have the talent and the ability and the know-how to do it. It is not somebody stole my credit card. That is not identity theft. Identity theft is when somebody steals you. And they have more data and more identification to prove they're you than you do. How do you prove it's you? And how do you prove it's not you? You know, whenever I was a victim of identity theft, the response I got from the merchants was prove it. Because what does every criminal say when they get caught? You're victimized twice, once by the criminal and second by the system that assumes you are the criminal. So this is a big, huge eye-opener for people. Some people go, legal plan, sounds good. Identity theft, it freaks people out because they've heard of people or it's happened to them, and we have a solution to it, okay? There's a lot of issues of identity theft. You know, people steal your driver's license, your social. You know that, in fact, I think the video I'm going to show, they're going to mention a flea market called Trader's Village. That's right by where we do our business briefings. It's across the highway from where we do our business briefings in Arlington. And you can go to the booths. They have booths there that you can go up and buy social security numbers. They're $10 a piece. And you can buy as many as you want for $10 a piece. It's not against federal law to sell socials, and it's not against the law to buy them. It's just against the law to use them. But if you're here illegally anyway, what does that matter, right? What's the worst thing they can do? Send you home, right? It's easy saying you come back the same way you got here the first time. Huge problem in Texas. I don't know. You guys have a problem here? Has that become an issue? Medical identity theft is the fastest growing area. I mean, that can kill you. Somebody steals your medical identity and they have a different blood type than you and ends up in your medical file. You have an emergency. They pull your file, give you O positive, you're AB negative. You're dead. So it's hard to solve, but it's scary because it can kill you. And then criminals will take over your life. Financial identity theft is something we're familiar with. That's somebody steals a book of checks and writes checks all over town. Let's watch one about a medical identity theft because I think it's the scariest one of all.
I was absolutely floored. You just would never imagine in a million years that something could happen like this.
Several months ago, Andrea Sachs got an alarming phone call. Her newborn baby had just tested positive for illegal drugs. Problem is, Andrea hasn't given birth in years.
As much as I denied it, they just kept insisting that, yes, I was the mother of this child. There was nothing that I could say to get out of it.
To make matters worse, authorities showed up at her door the next day, calling her an unfit mother and threatening to take away all 4 of her kids.
When you know you're innocent and you didn't do anything wrong, it just absolutely, I was in tears. I was a wreck.
Turns out, Andrea was the victim of medical ID theft. Someone had stolen her driver's license, walked into a hospital, and had a baby, leaving Andrea with a $10,000 bill and a fight to clear her name.
Do you think it's a big problem?
It's a huge problem.
Chris Dorn is a fraud expert with Ingenix, a company that tracks medical ID theft cases. He says victims have more worries than just fraudulent doctor bills. Your medical records can also be altered with the crook's information substituted for your own.
Inadvertently, your blood type can be changed. Your medications that you're on that can be changed. Your underlying medical conditions can be changed.
Which can be life-threatening.
Certainly.
That's a scary thought.
It is.
Okay. Proof? All right. So what do we do? It's a big problem. We partner with a company called Kroll. They're the largest risk management company in the world. They've been around as long as Prepaid Legal. Founded by an ex-CIA agent. He recruits ex-CIA agents and FBI and CIA. Scary folks. If you're a bad guy, you do not like Kroll. But if you're a good guy or woman, we like them. When they go to work for us and go after the bad guys, we like them. Great outfit. We love that they chose us as their business partner. They do past, present, and future identity theft. Past means when you get your credit report and you find out you're a victim, they'll restore you even though it's pre-existing if you weren't aware of it. You wait till you become a victim and you go to like buy a car and you find out somebody's stolen your ID and you want to join this. It's thousands of dollars to start the process. So it's better to buy it and not need it than need it and not have it, right? And even if I'd say buy it now before you know you're a victim, because that way you're covered. If you wait till you find out you're a victim, it's kind of going to cost you a lot of money. Ongoing means they're going to check and see who is present, what things are going on. And then what they do that is unique in the marketplace is they work together with the law firms to resolve identity theft issues, whatever type they are. You know, there's some companies that will do financial, they'll assist you with financial identity theft, but they're not going to get into your medical identity. They're not going to deal with Social Security Administration and things like that. These companies working with our lawyers are able to resolve and bring back our members to where they were before the bad guys got a hold of them. And we're the only company that does that. Do you realize that? There's no one else that does that. There's companies that charge a lot more than we do. They don't do anything like we do. We're unique in the marketplace. You talk about competitive advantage. Be half the price of your competitors and 10 times the value. And that's what we bring to market. Okay? So, membership pricing. How much does this cost? You know, normally they'd say, well, there's a finance department set up in the hall and we can get you started today, right? 12 easy payments. Ours is not a financial decision. Remember I told you it's not dollars and cents, it's common sense. If it makes sense, this is not expensive. $26 a month for the legal plan. That's all those things we talked about for your whole family, covered by the membership for that $26. And you can add Identity Theft Shield for $10.95. If you have children under the age of 18, they need to have their identity protected as well. We just recently started a product for a dollar extra. We'll protect your kids too. So that's pretty cool. $36.95, $37.95 if you add your children, $10 enrollment fee for your first month. Definitely priced for the average family to budget. The thing that's cool about this, there's no contract to sign. When we bought our house, they pushed us to buy a alarm system, monitored, and we signed a contract. I didn't really look at it. I didn't have the attorneys review it. I just thought, well, it's one of the things we signed at closing. It's a 3-year contract. Ironclad couldn't get out of it. We never turned the alarm on once. People make you sign contracts for stuff like that because it's stupid. You don't want to do it after a while, right? Gym membership sounds good, January 1st. About February 13th, you're like, what did I do that for? How long did I sign up? 3 years? Oh, my gosh, right? If everybody showed up at a gym that joined that gym, you couldn't fit them in the parking lot, much less in the gym, right? They make you sign contracts because they know you're going to want to get out of it. Prepaid, we know you're not going to want to get out of it. We know you're going to stay with us. So, hence, no contract, which is awesome. All right, month to month, stable rate, which means the people who bought this in 1973 are paying the same rate they paid in 1973. How many of you had your car insurance stay level since 1973? Homeowners, health, nothing stays level except Prepaid Legal. Unique in the marketplace, I think that's awesome. The membership is effective immediately. You can buy it today and you can use it on Monday, which is cool, and your coverage starts today. No cancellation for overuse, which is good because I would have been canceled. And the wheel at least $500, not in Texas. Let's talk about the recession and what's going on. I got to tell you guys, starting back in 99, Utah was booming, okay? The late 90s, I mean, you guys were cooking. And the 2000s, early 2000s, Utah was kind of the darling. You had all this high-tech companies, and people were building big houses, and new office buildings were popping up all over town. And I thought, dang, man, Utah is like the new promised land. I haven't been here in about 4 years. It's over. Man, it's scary. I went up in Draper, up in those new neighborhoods up, you know, they just built up around the temple. These multi-million dollar mansions just open. I mean, they're just like dogs can go through them. You're like, how does this happen? Guys, this is the worst. They're calling it the Great Recession. That's the name for this. That, you know, they didn't have a name because they didn't know. I think that's perfect. The Great Recession. Look at this compared to the last recessions that we've been through. And we haven't hit bottom yet. I mean, a lot of the companies that we know are going to continue to downsize, and some of them are going to be gone. And we don't talk about all the self-employed people, the real estate agents and the insurance agents. And the, I mean, all these self-employed people, mortgage guys, they're scrambling. I mean, it's a tough thing. So we got to say, okay, we got to get control of our life. How do we do it? The economy is not going to take care of us. Look at that number. Look at that chart. And we're in a free fall right now. They keep saying, oh, well, it's getting better. Not here. Not in Draper, right? Not probably where you live. So what's the advantage of owning a home-based business? I love it because I don't commute. I used to say it's down two flights of stairs, but then I moved my office upstairs. I don't even have to go downstairs to go to work anymore. I never get dressed up. I mean, I have suits. They're like, you can wear suits forever in prepaid legals. You only wear them once, you know. I have like 5 suits. They get out twice a year. So, you know, it's great. I like working at home. No alarm clocks. You know when you get up when you have your own business? When you're done sleeping. That's a cool thing, right? No boss. I don't know if it's me, but I've hated every boss I've ever had. The dumbest people I've ever known, the stupidest decisions, the most arbitrary people, they've all been my bosses. And I don't know if I'm just lucky or if that's just the way the system works. But we need to eliminate those people from our lives because they are pure aggravation, right? So get a business. More time with your family. I've watched my kids grow up. I never saw them when I had my job. No cap on our income. Our income has continued to go up year after year after year. No time limit. We take vacations. We call them business trips. When I was at Disney World, I was passing out business cards. Right off. You know, 10 days, guys. We took our family for 10 days to the Magic Kingdom, you know, to Disney World. Saw every resort. My wife's a Nazi. She made a list every day, a schedule of every exhibit, every show, every ride. I've done Disney World. There was nothing left for me to do, right? Because my wife made me. We hated Disney World. It was the worst place we ever went. It was exhausting. Thousands. I mean, you can go to Europe cheaper. You can go to Disney World. It's a business trip. It's amazing. You know, wrote the whole thing off. You got to have a business, guys. I mean, if you don't have a home-based business, you're full on crazy. The tax advantage of business ownership, incredible. There, where we are. Freedom, wealth, and enjoyment. Talk about $500,000 a month. That's what got me into this deal. You know, again, when I went to that first meeting, if they'd have been, oh, look at my boat. This is my yacht. I'd be like, because it's a scam. And they said, yeah, this is where my summer home, this is what I look at when I look out my front window of my house. I'm like, because it's a scam, right? $60 bottle of vitamins. Yeah, that's, you know, this is what my kids do on the weekend, right? We have a private parachute company that comes in every week and takes our kids around the lake, right? Right? That's a house in Draper standing open right now. Like dogs running around. Here's the deal. $500 a month is not a lot of money unless you need it. And the people that you know that are just like you, they need $500 a month. $500 a month, if it was extra and directed towards debt, you could start getting out of debt. Start going forward instead of backwards, right? And it'll grow. If you're making $500 a month in a home-based business that lets other people join your business, they will join your business because they need $500 a month. You get enough people making $500 a month in your team, in your business, you make $1,000 a month, and then $2,000, $4,000, eventually enough to quit your job, if you want to. I mean, that was what I wanted. I hated my boss. I told y'all on Thursday, I quit 3 times in 20 minutes. It's so fun. They didn't believe me. Nobody can quit. That's the thing. Nobody can afford to quit. Direct deposits. You get paid every day because you get bills every day. It makes sense, right? My wife, that's the way our day starts. I know Tony, that's the way his day starts. Go to the computer, check and see what the deposit is. And I can tell how good my day is going to go by how my wife comes up the stairs after checking the deposit. If she floats up the stairs, I'm like, happy day. She stomps up the steps, I'm like, I got to get up and get busy, right? So it's good. Let's talk about the compensation plan real quick. I'm not going to go into it in great detail because there's so many ways you can get paid. We'll talk about 3 basic ways. Get with the person that invited you and they can fill in some of the blanks that I'll leave here. When I got started in prepaid legal, they said, you know, I was expecting 10% commission because that's what I got paid in the shoe business. I thought I'd get $3.60 if I sold a combo plan. They said, no, our lowest commission is $34.57. I remember talking to my brother Tony about it. He's like, you collect $35, they pay $36. Why don't they just let you keep the money, you know? Send them a buck. I'm like, I don't know how it works. I just know they've been doing it for a long time, right? So you send it in, they send it back to you. But not really. You can do this. We have a guy in Fort Worth that did this. He actually went out and sold 25 memberships himself. When he hit 50 memberships, he was promoted to the level of senior associate, which is awesome. And whoever recruited him loved him because they got overrides on every one of those sales. Don't do that. There's an easier way. So let's talk about how we can get and quadruple our income and start at the senior associate level. Okay, so here's your you can draw this out if you want to. There's Sue, that's you. Okay, that represents you. Sue knows Bob. Sue talks to Bob. And Bob decides to become a member of prepaid legal, okay, so he can use the law firm and gets the identity theft shield. But now he wants to also become a marketing rep. You're making $500 a month, so he's like, man, I could use that. Let's get started. You don't get paid $34.57 on the sale you sell to Bob. You get paid at that higher commission level. So we'll go back and look at that. Okay, I want to go forward. I think it's on this next page. Excuse me. I'm just like you. I've never seen these slides before, so. All right, so you get quadrupled. Your very first membership sale, you get $138.27. So that's your profit. I mean, that's money that's coming in, revenue. And we want to talk about how quickly we can get into profit. Because in business, you want to be in profit right away, correct?
Yeah.
You want to pay it off and then start making money. Look at this. Let's talk about $500 a month. If you get start off as a senior associate and you sell one membership a week, you're not killing yourself. You're, you know, you got some relatives that don't have wills. One membership a week is $553. One a week. You know, we were looking for $500 a month. Have we found it? That's just you. Just one a week. When you get to the level of manager, $691. Look what managers make, $829. Is that a house payment for a lot of people? I mean, or at least part of it, or dang, pay off the Discover bill. That'd be good. Executive director, $1,000 a month. My wife's like, that sounds really good. You should do that. I don't sell one a week. I mean, at this point in my business, I did when I started, but I'll tell you why I don't have to anymore. I mean, I sell enough to stay in the business. I'm active. I always produce. But I don't have to as far as income-wise because now it's not about me. It's really not. It's about building a team. Let me talk about override commission. And I want to explain this to the guests in the room. How many of y'all understand how, okay, like a real estate broker starts a brokerage, and they recruit agents, and the agents go out and sell houses. The agents get a commission when they sell that house, correct? Who else gets a commission?
The broker.
They ought to call them richers. Let me tell you a story about this broker. This will show you how it worked. This real estate broker recruited this agent, and she was like a superstar. He stole away from another office, and she came in. She's listing houses like crazy, and she's selling them too. And he's making a ton of money off this lady. So he decides to take her lunch one day and congratulate her, right? They go to a nice restaurant. He's like, man, I'm just doing so good. So proud of you. So glad you joined my office. And so they go for a drive. He says, I'm going to show you something. So they drive out in the country, and they drive out to this estate. It's beautiful, horse farm. White columns, white fencing, horses, barns. He said, isn't that beautiful? She says, gorgeous. He said, I want you to know that if you keep doing what you're doing and working hard, listening and selling houses, someday everything you see here will be mine. Right? So they are, it's called leverage. Yeah, some of you are like, what? It's better to have a team and to get leverage than it is to be an agent. You can be an agent in prepaid legal and make good money. I have a guy in Texas, makes about $500,000 a year selling memberships. It's great. He works really hard for his money, and he'll continue to work hard for his money. I don't want to work that hard. So let's talk about leverage. Build a team. When I started, I showed the video to my brothers. They got in the business. They showed the video. Their friends got in the business. Dave Hall joined. Tony joined. Other people joined. A lot of y'all have, you know, joined prepaid legal. You're in my organization. Every time you sell a membership, you get paid. This is cool. Every time you sell a membership, I get paid. I don't know you. You don't know me. The computer knows that I started this thing. I get credit. And they track every membership sale. It's like a rumor. It goes everywhere. You don't know how I got started? The computer tracks the rumor, and if it hits home, somebody decides, yep, I want that. You get paid. People that you recruited, you get paid, but it comes up to me, and it goes on up, which is awesome. That's how leverage is built. You understand that's how companies are able to employ people, is they pay them less than they actually bring in value, and that's how they get rich. If you have the ability to bring in a sales team, work with them and train them and get them successful, you would get an override on all that production. Now let's talk about director pay. If you sold 10 membership at director pay, how much would you make in a month?
$2,000.
If your team sold 100 memberships and you got $50 on every membership in an override, how much would you make off the sales in your team? What's 50 times 100? 5,000. Add them together. $7,000 a month. Okay? Is that house payment money? I mean, if you love your job, keep it. I'm not saying quit your job. But man, what could you do with a few $1,000 extra a month? And where does most of the money come from? Your efforts or other people's efforts? That's how people get rich in America. You ever figure that question or that problem out, that's how they do it. And you're allowed to do that with prepaid legal. The other thing is, we get paid a residual income, which means that every year when the membership renews, you get paid again. And the next year, you get paid again. And the next year, you get paid again. The people who sold those memberships in 1973 have been paid for 34 years. Do it once, get paid for 34 years? That's like a rock star, guys. You know, make a record once, and they play it on the radio, you get paid again, and you die. Y'all realize Michael Jackson had the best year he's ever had, dead. I'm sorry for his family. You know, it's a tragic thing. It was good for business. Why? Residual income. Do it once, get paid for life. We're never going to be a rock star. Look how we look, right? We're not. We might be politicians. That's what, you know, that's what they say, politicians. That's like celebrity for ugly people. You know? Maybe we could run for office. We're never going to be a rock star. The only way we're going to get residual income is to do something like this. And prepaid legal, it's awesome. Eventually, your residual is bigger than your advance, which is really cool. Okay? All right, car bonus. I love that. You get money every month. I have no idea what that car is or if that's even a real car, but I know I want one. That is, wow. We get trips. That's that guy's front yard. We get to go stay at his house, you know. I am so cheap. I would never go to most of these places because I would not pay the money to get there. But if they send me for free, it's all about it. I'm just like, I have a T-shirt that says, if it's free, it's for me. And I used to talk about that T-shirt before it ever existed. And I always tell people, you know, if you ever see a T-shirt that says, if it's free, it's for me, buy it and give it to me. I'll wear it. And one day I got one. I have it in my closet. I'll show it to you. So I'm all about free, and they give us free trips every year, which is really nice. I mean, that's just a nice thing the company does for us. Let's talk about getting started. One thing that's interesting is when I started 10 years ago, it was $249. Sally, right? Same thing, $249. Is that a good investment? My first check from prepaid was $650. I was in profit mode. I wasn't an associate with prepaid legal when I made my first three sales. And when that was all processed, when it was all said and done, before I was an associate in prepaid legal, I made $650. I could have written a hot check, you know? I mean, prepaid gets you the money fast, and you can go to work right now. It doesn't take $250 to start a business with prepaid legal. It takes a decision. The money will come. Let's go to work. And we can do the work before we write the check. Let's go to work and make the money. It's easy. It's easy to do, okay? You get all this stuff free. I mean, you pay for the business, but then they give you back all the stuff. It's like Hamburger University at McDonald's. I mean, if you buy $1 million McDonald's, you go into Hamburger U. You're going to find out how to make those french fries right, right? Prepaid legal, we'd like you to know how the fries are made. So we teach you how the system works, and all that's provided to you, including with your pack, okay? Market penetration in Utah. Y'all are red state. This is not political. How much does Utah have? What does that say? 1 to 3. Which means, at worst, what's the percentage of people that don't have prepaid legal in Utah? That's the worst. It's not that much. It's 98% don't have prepaid legal. 98% of your neighborhood does not have prepaid legal. 98% of your church congregation does not have prepaid legal. 90% of people, 80% of people at work don't have it. In this state, 98% of people don't have it. Everybody needs it. Everybody can afford it. Why don't they have it? They don't know. And what would your job description be? Show them. Get them in front of the information. Let them look at a website. Watch a DVD. Come to a meeting, right? Because everybody needs this, and they don't have it. And the reason they don't have it is because they don't know, so we should tell them. That would be a good thing. Let's just real quickly, and I'm going to... No, I haven't. Y'all started me late, and I still ended on time. That's good. Give me a hand. That's good. So. I had to tell you, too. I think that the Utah audience, I mean, the Utah associate and guests that come to these meetings are the most generous audiences as far as feedback and just giving you good vibes. So I can now applaud yourself. Y'all are a great audience. So, okay. We've invited some people to come up here and share with you their experience in prepaid legal, both with the membership and with the business opportunity. Now, I want to let you know that fear of death is lower than public speaking. The fear of public speaking, people would rather die than talk in public. So these people have come up here. Some of them, we've had to liquor them up to get them up here. So they're really nervous. What would make them feel comfortable is for you guys to give them a nice round of applause and pay attention to what they say. So let's go ahead and do that.
My name is Andrea Rammelsberg, and my background is in insurance for 18 years. I started when I was 18, so I'm not that old. And one of the things that I love about prepaid legal is about 3 months ago, we came home, and I was in a really good mood until I looked at the mail, and it said IRS on the envelope. And we were audited by the IRS about 3 months ago. About 30 days ago, we were able to meet with our attorney, with the auditor, and it made a really bad experience as good as it could get. I love prepaid legal.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brett Cook, and before prepaid legal, I was a club director of Gold's Gym. So what Mr. Hughes was saying about those contracts, I can promise you they're hard to get out of, okay? Anyways, I was able to make the very comfortable six-figure income. I was able to buy a nice house, a nice boat, the nice cars. Guys, I was able to do the fun things, but one major problem is I had no time. I was working 60, 70 hours a week, and once I jumped on board with this prepaid legal, the simple system that I followed, I was able to replace my six-figure income in 3.5 months, and I walked away, and I'm prepaid legal for life. I love this company.
I'm Deanne DeBell, and I've always been in the legal field, paralegal, and many years as a court reporter. And when they showed me this membership, the prepaid legal membership, I knew that everyone in America needed this. And then when they showed me the residual override income, I knew that as my team does production year after year, and I do production year after year, that is going to grow. And that's retirement and freedom. I love prepaid legal.
Hi, my name's Ryan Burns. I got started with prepaid legal about 2 years ago. A friend just invited me to come grab a bite to eat. She said there'd be something that I may or may not be interested in, but there would be free food. So I thought to myself, I'm not interested, but I'll come grab some free food. But I loved what I saw, and I decided to get started part-time. I had a bit of an attitude about the people making the millions of dollars. I needed an extra $300 or $400 a month, and if it can truly give me that, then I'll get started. But what I found was, four months into the business, it started paying me more doing this part-time than my full-time job. Now the company started paying me a six-figure income. I absolutely love this company.
My name's Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED. I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to prepaid legal. We started very part-time, 5 to 10 hours a week around our full-time jobs. Within a few months, it also was paying us more than my full-time jobs. We transitioned, went full-time with prepaid legal. After our second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. We've never looked back in the last 8 years. We've continued to make a six-figure income. Today, well over $1 million. It would have taken me 55 and a half years at my previous job to make that type of income. I love prepaid legal.
My name's Tony Hughes, his older brother, and I got started in prepaid legal about 9.5 years ago. I'm kind of passing through Utah. Our mother got married yesterday at 70 years of age, her seventh time. Well, she'll probably get it figured out after this one. But I was calculating a couple days ago that prepaid legal services has paid my wife and I over $10,000 a month for 96 consecutive months in a row. If you're willing to help enough people and work hard enough, you can make as much money as you want in this business, and I'm a living testament to that.
That's great. You guys are better than we are in Texas. That's good, you know? It's working, right? It's working for these people. The membership works. The opportunity works. And these are people like you and me. I mean, these are people that you know. I always think that our friends that come to check out a prepaid legal event like this, you know why they come? They come to see if there's freaks in the room. Remember that meeting I described? You know, look at my diamonds, look at my furs, you know, all that stuff. Because how many of y'all been to one of those things? Like, ugh, right? Slimy, you know? It's like you can't get out of there quick enough. And then it's $5,000 to leave the room, you know? Yeah, so we get you, right? You know, they pressure you and sounds good. And you like, then you have to go explain to your wife why you spent $5,000 on crap that's going to sit in the garage, right? I love when they come to prepaid legal meetings. When a person that just, you know, hey, they watch the video and they walk in this room and they look around and they go, these people look like me. It's like the people I hang out with. These are cool people. I like it. Don't you guys agree? I mean, I think prepaid legal attracts such a quality group of people because it's real. It's not fake. It's not fake. All right. Getting started is easy as 1, 2, 3 ABC. All right. C is, I don't get it. I don't want to get it. I ain't never getting it. See you later. And I hope I didn't. Like, you can understand my accent. I don't know. Do I have an accent, by the way? But it's pretty, isn't it? It's like, not one of those hickey accents. Like, oh, that's kind of nice, you know? I can do other ones. Oh, yeah, my wife and I, we just say we're going to paint the house. So we go over to Wauwatosa, you know, to the Handy Andy. And my wife, she's looking through the paint chip. She picks out a color. It's called Mystic Taupe. Well, we ran that paint chip home, ran it by the neighborhood association. Oh, brother, you would have thought we'd have picked fuchsia. He said, you can't use that in this neighborhood. It doesn't blend. All right, so. So, hopefully I didn't blow it and you see enough, you know, you're not a C. B is, you know, duh, for a little over a bottle of water a day, I can have all that protection. I'm not an idiot, sign me up, right? And then A is, for $249, you know, help me. You know, you realize you sell two memberships. The person you recruit buys a membership, and the next person you sell, you're in profit mode. Two memberships, okay? If you say, look, help me, get started. But here's something that they're going to tell you when it's over. It's not $249. Today is the last day of our promotion that ended yesterday at 1 o'clock, but we have an envelope. And we have permission from our home office to fill this up with applications, not at $249, but at $72. So, get with the person that invites you. We'll mail it in for you. They'll process it on Monday. You'll be an associate on Tuesday. And you can actually start your business next week, which would be awesome. Here's a tip. I'm not a tax accountant, and I'm not a CPA, and I'm not a tax lawyer. But starting today, if you start your business today, save every receipt of everything that you purchase, both your husband and your wife and your family, right? Save every receipt. Don't worry about it. Throw it in a shoebox. When it gets time to do your taxes next year, tell your accountant, in October, I started. Is this November? No, in October. This is the last day of October. That's right. In October, I started a home-based business, and I'd like to take every tax write-off that I'm allowed to under law. And they will think that you're a genius. And when you tell them that you started your business for $72 with no inventory, no overhead, no rent, no employees, and you get all the same advantages tax-wise as though you did, right? They're going to think you're a genius. And you will be shocked. I'm not going to tell you what it is. That's why I'm telling you to save the receipt. You will be shocked what the government will let you write off. Percentages of almost everything that you do. My buddy, Russ Riddle, in Fort Worth, he's my workout partner for prepaid legal. His wife has a big job at La Quinta Corporation. She's charged with franchising. She makes about $80,000 a year. Their tax return Russ is full-time in prepaid. Their tax return, because Russ has a home-based business with prepaid legal and she has a job, they got a tax return of $12,000. $72. Now, let's say you don't make $12,000 back because you don't make that much money. But if you got a $4,000 tax return because of the deduction in your business, is that a good return on investment? $72 in, $4,000 out? That's just the tax advantage. What if you actually do something? Somebody goes, well, I don't know if I can do this. Do it anyway. Here's why. The lady who took me to lunch, crazy guys, I was her first appointment, her first presentation, her first person to come to a briefing, the first person to buy a membership from her, the first person to join her business. From me down, she has 50,000 people in her organization. She has 300, almost 400,000 memberships that have been written on her organization. She's only recruited 6 people in 11 years. She sucks. She's terrible. She sold 12 memberships, one a year. She's not good. You don't have to be good. Go find somebody good. But here's what's really weird. You might be good. I didn't know I was good. I got in this thing and just went to work. And I'm not good by myself. I have good family members and extended family and associates like you guys. I mean, this is a compilation of everything that's going on. But I love this business. I love this business. So, I mean, I tell people that have a bad day in prepaid, I'll say, look, I'm going to tell you the truth. A bad day in prepaid is better than a good day selling shoes. I love this business. I love what it's done to my life. We've become millionaires, guys. I mean, to me, that's like $32,000 a year, starvation, in debt up to our eyeballs to become millionaires in prepaid legal. You have that opportunity today for $72. You really need to ask yourself, not what if it doesn't work out. It really ought to be, what if it does? For $72, I'm going to give it a shot. Give it a year, part-time, 10 hours a week, a couple hours a day, 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there, one night a week, two nights a week, and let the thing grow. When you get good people, have them do what you do. We'll talk about that later. You will not recognize your life financially in a year. I mean, to be debt-free in a short amount of time would be a wonderful thing. To have a year's income in the bank in case something happens to your job would be a wonderful thing. It will not happen doing what you're doing now. It won't. Let's be honest. It will not happen doing what you're doing now. Add this to what you're doing. Do a little of this while you do what you're already doing and let the thing grow naturally, organically over time. And it will buy your freedom. This business can buy your freedom. So I want to thank you guys for coming. This has been a great morning. You guys are awesome. I can't wait to see how the rest of the Super Saturday works out and to learn a little bit more about what's going to happen today. Would you guys give a round of applause to our Regional Vice President for Utah, Mr. Dave Hall.
All right, real quick, we're gonna take about 5 minutes before we take a break. Real quick, there's been a lot of questions about a lot of people hearing the rumblings about blast off. And instead of taking some time to explain it, we're just gonna show the company DVD. Last week we had a few of them here. We ran out of them. There was a surge on them. We even put a limit on how many people could buy, and we were out of them. And so this is a five-minute DVD. I think it does an incredible job of explaining the new tool, and that's what it is a tool to help take the opportunity to the marketplace. So if we kill the lights real quick.
20 million of us use the Internet. It's where we get news, listen to music, keep tabs on our favorite sports teams, watch videos, shop, and network with our friends. The challenge is the several billion pages you have to search through to get to the information and stuff you want. Google, Yahoo, and Bing have made it a little easier.
But we still end up with multiple bookmarks and more than one web browser open.
Well, not anymore. Welcome to the Internet as it should be with the Blast Off Network. The Blast Off Network from Prepaid Legal Services is the free, fun, and easy way for you to make the most of your online experience. Blast Off isn't a new website to join. It's your personal launch pad to the Internet. A personal homepage which can be customized with your favorite news, sports, finance, weather, and entertainment. From the biggest names like CNN, ESPN, Forbes, TMZ, and more. Plus, all your social networks, games, music, and video, all in one place. It's multitasking at its best. When you're ready to connect with your friends and contacts through your Facebook and Twitter accounts, they're all live and in real time right here on your homepage. Missed last night's episode of The Office? No worries. You can watch it directly from your homepage. Bored of solitaire? As a member, you get hundreds of games to choose from, even classics like Frogger and Donkey Kong. Everything you like, all right here on your Blast Off page. And when you get ready to shop, that's where it really gets good. As a Blast Off member, you get cash back on every purchase you make from 400 of the biggest retailers online. And on top of that, Blast Off acts as your personal shopping assistant. For all of your favorite retailers you shop at most, Blast Off searches the Internet and finds the best deals, specials, and those hard-to-find promotion codes for you. Bet your normal web browser doesn't do that. You even get paid on service purchases, wireless services, home services, travel. Every time you buy or order these services, you get paid. Now here's a handy tip for you.
50% of U.S. online retail purchases are travel. That's right. Anytime you book a trip or hotel stay through these companies, money goes right back into your pocket. And best of all, when you share the love and invite your friends to join and they shop via Blastoff, you earn money on their purchases too. No joke, it's that easy to save and make money. And did we mention it's free? This is the making of a viral explosion. All you have to do is spread the word to your contacts, and you can make money on their purchases and their friends' purchases up to 10 degrees from yourself. Still can't believe it? Okay, let's say you just purchased the new digital camera from Best Buy, through your Blastoff site, of course, and you post how great it is and upload some of the pictures you've taken with it to your Facebook and your Twitter accounts. Your friends read it, and a few reply that they've been looking to buy a new camera as well. They take your recommendation, link back to Blastoff, and purchase it online. And, wait for it, you just made money. The Blastoff Network makes social networking even more fun than it already is, and it puts you in front of this megatrend so you can harness the power of the internet to earn money. Author Adam Pinnenberg writes in his new book titled Viral Loop, users create value through their actions in the social media and the time they spend doing what they enjoy. Why not put some of that value you're creating back in your pocket? Most of us are aware of trends, but what most people have wrong about trends is that they aren't all here today and gone tomorrow. PCs, online retail, and social networking all were considered a trend at one time, and I think we can all agree that they're here to stay. Trends are also money makers, but to make money, you have to stay ahead of the trend, not behind the curve. Life is all about timing, and the Blastoff Network, through Prepaid Legal, is an opportunity unlike anything that's come before, and you are at the right place at the right time. There's no risk involved, only money to be saved and made, but only if you act now. The Blastoff Network, through Prepaid Legal Services, is a free, fun, and easy way to save, and oh yeah, make money. Go to the URL address provided by the person who shared this with you and join now. Don't just stand there and watch another trend make somebody else money. Log on and blast off. Your countdown to cash starts now.
I apologize that we weren't equipped for the massive rush that we had last week. We have a bunch of these here. I'm sure they'll be gone by the end of the day or before. But today, for every 10 that you buy, you're going to get one free. We're going to give 10% away free. Every 10 you buy, you get one free. Here's another thing. When he talked about trends make millionaires and billionaires, but only for those that are ahead of the trend. And right now, it's just an Oklahoma land rush. Getting out there and getting as many people as you can in your network before the rest of the world goes out there and gets them. Is this the, yeah. This right here is live on pizzahut.com. If you go to pizzahut.com right now, look in the bottom right hand corner. Pizza Hut is advertising to every single person in America that buys pizza. Think about it. If you go to Pizza Hut and they say, hey, join our network and you'll get a buy one, get one free coupon and it's free to join, are people going to naturally want to start joining that network? Wouldn't that be a tragedy if your friends, your family, inadvertently didn't know you were in Blastoff and ordered a pizza tonight? And to get a deal on their pizza, they signed up in Blastoff, and for the rest of your life, they're in somebody else's network. Simply over a pizza deal. Guess what? Next weekend, CNN and Home Depot are launching their Blastoff websites. And every weekend, you're going to see large corporations launching their Blastoff sites. You guys, we were the first company in America to get the rights out there. Now, some of us have just kind of casually, lukewarm, dipped our toe in the water. It's time to get out there and do something about it. If you come trick-or-treating at my house tonight, you're going to get a candy bar, but it's going to be taped to one of these things, okay? Because if you're like me, man, you go home, every parent inspects all the candy of the kids, and the parents are going to be looking at those things going, what the heck is that thing? And it's going to have my sticker on here with my website and stuff. And you know what? intelligent people can't look at that DVD and go, well, that's stupid. They're going to go, I want to look a little bit more. And they're going to investigate it a little bit more. I want to get as many of those neighbors, as many of those friends and family members as I possibly can. Because what if you gave one of these DVDs to Mr. Tony Hughes' kid? And they came home and Tony's like, what the heck's that thing you got? And he looked at it. And all of a sudden he jumped online and signed up on your site. And, you know, for 96 months in a row, it's been paying him $10,000 plus per month. In the last few years, a lot more than $10,000. We're talking $30,000 and more per month some months. How'd you like to be getting an override on some of that? Again, what would it cost to prospect and find one person? I don't know, but how many tools do you have right now? How many tools do you have out there to do the prospecting before CNN, Home Depot, and dozens of other companies start to pound the public in the next few weeks? You guys, we still have the Oklahoma land rush opportunity, but this window of opportunity is closing rapidly. So what we're going to do is you're going to take about 5-10 minutes. Guests, circle up with the person that invited you here. Let them know whether you're an A, B, and A, or C. And then we have a runner that's heading off to the UPS store to take the apps. It has to be a paper app. We're having a runner run to the store and get it out today before they leave and get it out so that it's there on Monday morning. We've got a special exclusion here in Utah that we get this app in the mail today. They're going to honor $72. So if you're one of those people think, oh, this is just a sales pitch to close me, talk to the other 99% of the people in the room. They're going to tell you, look, dude, go online and try to punch in an app right now. It's $249. This is the real deal, $72. But you ain't got time to go to the desert for 40 days and 40 nights and pray about it. You got to do something now. Okay, today, you got to pull the trigger now. Get it in there. And then in about 15 minutes, we're going to come back to a little bit of recognition. And then we're going to turn it over to a millionaire to take us home. Thank you all for being out here today. See you back here in a few minutes.
Tonight is the night.